Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Upward Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, April the 7th. The grains closed mixed with May corn up a penny and a quarter, 7.57 and three quarters. May wheat down 18 and a quarter cents at 10.20, and May beans up 26 cents at 16.45 and a half. Beans were supported first by the CONAB estimate. CONAB came out at 122, which is down 4.6 million metric tons from last month. So that's a little bit friendly, and I think that goosed up the bean market out here. The crude oil was able to rally, better part of $2.25 off the lows. I think that helped a little bit. But the exports weren't bad, 1.1 million metric tons. So it looked like today, as much as anything, funds were buying beans and selling wheat. Now, why are they doing that before the report? Obviously, they think the report's going to be friendly. If the bean carryout is 262, that would be friendly. If they lower the ending world stocks by 1.2 million metric tons, that would be friendly. The wheat, you know, it doesn't look bad on its own. 656 for the average guess. Up just 3 million bushels, just a little bit lower, 100,000 lower on the world stocks. But for whatever reason, maybe they, looks like they're getting a few drizzles in Kansas as the front from the north swirls around. Doesn't look like there's a lot of rain in it. They may get some good rains on Tuesday, but that's been kind of iffy. They're still pretty dry down there. But if they do get good rains Tuesday, that'll certainly help crops down there. Corn rallied a little bit with the beans late. It only closed a penny and a half off the highs. Rallied, closed about eight off the lows. Relatively quiet day. But with the beans as strong as they were, they were able to rally the corn market. Really didn't see a whole lot else out here. As we talked about this morning, one of the reasons the wheat may be pressured was because Japan was able to buy Australian and Canadian wheat, and the Egyptians in the month of March bought 479,000 metric tons of Russian wheat. So the Russians are certainly getting around some of the sanctions, and there is wheat to be had around the world. So, you know, bottom line is for tomorrow, all depends on what the reports are going to do and how the funds want to react to that. I would say the funds are heavily long corn. They're long a fair amount of beans, but not overly burdensome. So we'll see what happens in the morning. I think it'll be a function of the weather reports and a function of the WASD reports. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.